This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. The blend of winter sun, wind, temperature fluctuations, snow, and ice can make for a deadly combo for some of our trees and shrubs. And there's critter crunching, too. Those animals needing sustenance during winter may gnaw on your nannyberry and other woody plants. Tree wraps and guards are a pretty decent guarantee against sunscald. Sunscald happens when the winter sun heats up the south and or west side of your tree enough to get the cambium layer moving. That's the only layer of the tree above ground that's actually alive, and it carries water and nutrients. When the sun goes down and temps drop quickly, the cambium layer can freeze and die. You'll see dead bark that looks sunken, cracked, or dry. Apply light-colored tree wraps or guards now on newly planted trees, meaning within the last few years, and thin bark trees like cherries, crabapples, plums, maples, and honey locust. Avoid fertilizing at this time of year as you do not want succulent growth. It's too vulnerable to winter injury. Do water your trees up until the ground freezes, but don't flood them. The average date for ground freeze for Zone 4 is December 6th. However, with changing weather patterns, rely more on your county extension office. Of course, if the water just runs off, well, it's probably froze. A moist soil holds more warmth than a dry soil. Evergreen foliage is subject to winter burn. This happens when winter sun and wind trigger transpiration, allowing water loss. With the ground frozen, the water loss can't be replaced. Although all evergreens are susceptible to winter burn, the most affected are yews, arborvitae, and hemlocks. The best protection, although not pretty, is to wrap those trees vulnerable to winter sun and wind in burlap. For pictures and more information, go to gardenbite.com. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.